The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Cats camp. Darren Parkin riding the boundary with us this afternoon. And for Prestige Jayco, he's with Cats assistant coach Corey Enright.
I am indeed. Thanks, guys. And Corey, I guess outside of finals, you got a big rivalry like this, MCG, big crowd. Are these the days personally where you miss playing the most?
Yeah, you do. Obviously, playing Easter Monday against the Hawks, I've been traditionally been a pretty good game. So, yeah, we haven't shied away from the fact that that these games are normally pretty pretty intense and you know, as close to finals like as you can get. So our boys are really looking forward to the opportunity to come out here and you know, I guess show them what they got today.
It's been a strong start to the season, but what's the message out of last week? Four goals up, it just got away a little bit. They're a good side, obviously, but I guess the manner with which that one just slipped away late?
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of things probably for the first time we saw creep into our game. So it was just making sure that obviously we reviewed really well and making sure that we tried to fix up a few things that we thought we were probably a little bit off with. And obviously the Giants played really good football and we allowed them to probably play their game a bit too much.
Boris Kingy up in the K-Rock box with Chuck Berry, Bucky, Neildy and Lee Brown. Good luck this afternoon, first of all. But Cam Guthrie back into the side. Did he do enough in the VFL last week and get enough K's in the legs that says he'll get through all right this afternoon?
Oh, we'd like to think so. Yeah, Cam had a pretty good pre-season, really, to be honest, but then he probably just fell over the last little hurdle. So we're always confident in his pre-season. It was just a matter of how much, I guess, footy he needed to see before he came into the senior side. We thought he probably did enough last week to come in and hopefully play his way and play his role for us inside the middle of the ground.
How much are you enjoying coaching this forward group at the moment, especially with the pressure the likes of Dalhouse, Rowan, Atkins and Myers have brought?
Yeah, it's been pleasing, mate. So far, so good. But obviously, as a group and also as I guess Geelong individuals, it's only early into their career. So we got to keep improving on what we've already dished up.
Corey, Darren Berry, Guthrie comes in but replaces Constable, and we discussed it on air the other night. And I'm probably a bit like you, I reckon, a little bit from the old school. And I thought, four games, does he need to be managed? But can you explain to me and perhaps our listeners why after four games, a player that played all year in the VFL, he's not exactly a kid, but my experts up here tell me, oh, no, it's well, good management. Can you explain, Corey?
Yeah, it's always a tricky one, mate. I guess probably half of our coaching group probably think he doesn't need a rest and half do. But
yep.
I think with someone like Charlie, you're very proactive, mate, rather than reactive. So the plan was at some stage early in the AFL season to have a rest, and it just worked out to be this week.
Corey, Mark Neild here. Can you mention about your forward line and how it must be such a joy to coach the group at the moment and the way they're going? And in terms of just watching, there seems to be a bit of a difference in the way you're going about it. And like, so your most efficient team go for scores inside 50, you're leading the competition in ground ball gets in that part of the ground, which is amazing. In terms of that change, I suppose, to the viewer and to our listener, what's been the focus points over summer and the first month of the season? So what are you coaching that young group, in particular the smaller guys?
Obviously, first and foremost, they're probably there to apply some pressure, and when the ball is in their area, they're either trying to get after it or get after the opposition. So it's really basic, but at the moment they're executing their roles really well. And I think that the mix and the balance of the players in there at the moment are complementing each other. So we're obviously trying to get the ball back off the opposition as quick as we can so we can get re-entries and re-shots.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, we're speaking with Geelong assistant coach Corey Enright. Here's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Good luck today, Boris. Can you just talk us through some of the changes in roles to your key players like Gary Ablett and Joel Selwood, and how pleased you'd be as a coaching group and how they've gone out and executed those?
Yeah, obviously it was a plan to over the pre-season to try and, I guess, spread the load a little bit and give these guys some different roles. And, you know, early stages, it's worked. And it's been pleasing to see those guys obviously, you know, play their role. But also the guys that we probably, I guess, the on the balance with that, if we don't have guys that are performing in their place, you're probably going to likely go back to the old guard and throw them back in the coalface, which we've have done in the first, you know, few rounds, and we probably will do over the next few rounds as well. But it's just been pleasing, I guess, gives us a few more options and it gives us a bit more balance, and the guys have enjoyed, I guess, learning new roles.
Corey, Darren Berry, again, down the other end of the ground where you made such a great name for yourself. The defence has been very good and some new players down there as well. We're intrigued with Jordan Clark as another youngster, obviously. tip he might have to be managed shortly as well. But providing a bit of run-off half-back, and I looked at it this morning, Corey, and there's seriously about 11 or 12 players that you could actually select down there. It must be a great thing to have that type of depth in the back half.
Yeah, I think, obviously with a couple of new guys coming in, we've got they're pretty established with the guys that have already been down there and played together a bit. So
yep.
The guys that have come in have played really well. And obviously Jordan Clark, being a high draft pick, we didn't expect him to probably come in straight away and deliver it like he has. But he's fitted in really well, and he's brought what he does best to our group, and that's run and take the game on. And he's pretty, unencumbered for a young kid just to come in and play footy. I just spoke to him before. I said, "What's it like out there?" He goes, "Well, the grass is green and the four goalposts." So he just goes out and plays footy, mate, which is a good thing.
No, that's a pretty good way to look at it. Just update our listeners how Zach Tui got on, and obviously he's an important part. But again, Blitzarves, Taylor, Collegeasney, Stewart, Henry, Tui, O'Connor, Henderson, Guthrie, Clark and Buse were the names I wrote down. Pretty tough, Boris, to fit in there at the minute.
Yeah, well, there is a few guys that are out at the moment, obviously, with Buse and,
yep.
and Tui played BFL on the weekend and got through really well. So he's really confident that, when his opportunity comes, he's ready to go. So we're in a really good spot, with that group, but also we think that our VFL are performing pretty well, and the guys that we want to be playing well and pushing their case forward and been playing well, consistently well.
Boris, can you let us know why Wiley Buzzard didn't play in the VFL on Saturday?
He just pulled up a bit sore during the week. So he was almost at the line, I think, but he pulled out.
And Zach Smith was your carryover for today. Was there a reason he was held over as a big guy? Usually it's not a big bloke that's held over unless you've got some concerns for another big.
We like to probably have a few, contingency plans in place in case something happens. But, obviously you've got Charlie has one carryover and Zach is the other, so we've got a small and a big.
Yeah, black armbands this afternoon for Pete Burnett, a man who you got to know well during your time at the club and spent many a wacky Wednesday with.
Yeah, it's obviously very tragic news, and I know personally, feeling it, but also at the footy club, he had a magnificent role for a number of years, and my condolences go out to the Burnett family.
Boris, really appreciate your time. Thanks for those kind words on Peter Burnett. We wish you the best of luck this afternoon.
Thank you.
Corey Enright joining us. Thanks to Prestige Jayco ahead of Geelong and Hawthorn.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.